Today is Valentine's Day, the day of love, they say. Twin flames versus soulmate celebrity predictions. Love, relationships, and their predictions. We have a very special guest in the studio with us, Patricia Hutchinson, metaphysical practitioner, tarot reader, clairvoyant, and spiritualistic medium on the show with us.
She's a real professional.
Mm-hmm.
She has been doing this forever. Is that correct?
I think so. Probably about 40 years now.
Wow. She knows her stuff.
She knows her stuff.
I hope so.
Patricia, break it down for us this morning. We want to talk about twin flames versus soulmates with these celebrity couples. Maybe we can look at our own relationships as well. What is the difference between a twin flame and a soulmate?
Okay, so a twin flame and soulmate, they share similar qualities and traits, actually. Both come from a very strong connection that one feels toward the other, but they claim that twin flame is a cousin of soulmate. So soulmate is forever and ever. Mm-hmm. Twin flame can come into your life and then go out of your life.
Okay. Very interesting. All right, so now we want to get into some of the favorite celebrity couples of Hollywood. One of them is always the powerhouse couple of Jay-Z and Beyoncé. You got me so crazy, baby. I mean, she would say they're crazy in love.
What do you say?
Yeah, what do you say?
Well, you know, I've looked at the energy fields, and I think that it's undeniable that they are soulmates.
Really?
Yeah, they're not just twin flames.
Okay.
There's something deeper. And I understand that there was a cheating thing, there was an assault in the elevator, there was something that went on. But
Allegedly.
But, you know, the main thing is that he comes through as a father protector. And although he was perhaps the one who cheated in the relationship, she forgave it. And I think she sees the father protector in him, and that's what keeps the glue together.
It is interesting because he is quite a bit older than her.
Older, and
you know, being a child star that she was, she started at such a young age. Maybe her father didn't protect her as much as he should have, and maybe there was a little bit of an exploitation that did happen of Beyoncé. That's why she does have that alter ego, Sasha Fierce, because she said she does have to go to a different place when she's a performer. And if you feel her energy these days, she's so different. And she finally is like, I know who I am, I know what I want to represent.
Yeah.
It's good to know.
And Jay-Z kind of scooped her up young and then sort of like got her out of the Destiny's Child girl group thing and on her own path. And maybe he helped her find out who she was.
And there is, what song is it where he straight up says, like, you're gaining a son, not losing a daughter? He says that straight up to Beyoncé's father in one of the songs. Like, he's like, stop thinking I'm stealing your daughter away from you. Think of it as you're gaining a son into the family. So there was something. Yeah, something that went on.
Okay. What about Vancouver Absolute? We love him. Ryan Reynolds and his wife, Blake Lively, who they just had their fourth baby, by the way.
How do they keep doing this?
I'll tell you how they do it after. Let's focus now, Patricia.
Yeah.
What do you think? Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, are they twin flames just for a while, or are they soulmates?
No, they're soulmates. actually, they're probably the most normal couple in Hollywood today.
We love them so much.
Yeah, whenever you see them out, you can sort of feel the love. So I would definitely have to. And the fourth child, I mean, that's sort of cement. So yeah, I would say soulmates.
So we do not have a chance with Ryan Reynolds.
Darn.
Ooh, that's tough.
Okay, fine, that's okay. I mean, I've been telling her that for a while, Patricia, but maybe she'll listen to you. That's great.
Obviously, we need to know because they are everywhere. We don't know what their intentions are with being everywhere. Prince Harry, Meghan Markle, his book Spare, their docuseries. We can't get enough of this couple. What are you thinking with these two?
Twin flames all the way. You know, they come from dysfunction. I mean, childhood trauma.
Yeah.
You know, he lost his
his mom.
His mom, you know, when he was 12, she lost her dad when she was 2. You know, I mean, not dead, but, you know, separate. And that was devastating. So I would say twin flames, they're in, they both have anger issues. And I mean, maybe that's what drew them together. I can't see this relationship enduring over the years. I really can't.
Can I ask a question? I mean, I don't know if this is like, are they like, do you think they're good for each other?
It's not for me to say good, you know, let's put it this way. They're teaching each other something. That's what twin flames and soulmates do. They're here to teach you a lesson.
Whoa. Interesting.
Yeah, both are teachers.
Okay, well, we have so many more couples we need to get to.
Yeah, and then I also want to know, how do we look at our own relationships and decide if they're, or look at them and say, are we a twin flame? Are we a soulmate?
We only have till 10 a.m. You know that, right?
I know. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with more from Patricia and some more celebrity
predictions.
Twin flames predictions coming.
Yeah.
Holly and Neera. You're waking up with Holly and Neera.
On 94.5 Virgin Radio.
Today's Valentine's Day, the day of love. So twin flames or soulmates, what are you in your relationship? We're going to talk about that in just one moment. We have Patricia here right now. Readings by Patricia, metaphysical practitioner, tarot reader, clairvoyant, spiritual medium. We have so many questions about celebrities, their love, their relationship, and where they're going to be in 2023.
We have to quickly ask because everyone's talking about them. Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox, they're not even married yet. She deleted her whole Instagram account over the weekend. There's cheating allegations. What do you see for these two, Patricia? Are they twin flames or are these two soulmates?
Well, I'd say twin flames. And ironically, he wrote a song called Twin Flames. It touches on deja vu, which is part of it, which I'll talk to you about it later. No, they share their own blood and things. I mean, kind of outrageous things. But yeah, definitely twin flames. They're
all
here for a short time, not a long time. They're here to teach each other, and then out they go.
We should quickly explain again then, what is soulmates versus twin flames?
The soulmate is there's more of a commitment longevity where you desire to work it out, work through it. So twin flames, it's like ships passing in the night. They come into your life for a short time. You know that there's something odd or very special or very powerful. And then they you learn a lesson from them, and then they're out of your life.
Interesting.
Okay.
We also want to know about the king. He's going to be crowned as King Charles III on May the 6th. Let's talk about him, Camilla/Diana, twin flame soulmates. What was going on in there?
Well, Camilla is definitely a soulmate, and unfortunately, Diana is neither a twin flame or a soulmate. It was a lot of pressure to marry. It was almost arranged, and that's it. But Camilla and King Charles, definitely, they will.
They'll last.
Yeah.
At least that makes you feel better, knowing that what the sacrifice was for real true love.
I guess so.
But you know what I mean? And not just a fling.
Yeah.
It does make you believe that he really was caught in a situation, a loveless marriage, with neither a twin flame or a soulmate, and constantly just pawning for this woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's ask about your couple that you think is going to last forever. This time.
I said it all the time.
This time.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, they got back together after 20 years. Twin flames or soulmates, are they together for good this time?
I would say soulmates.
Yes.
I think that, you know, the fact that she came back, he came back. I mean, both came from dysfunction as well. You know, he had a drinking problem. She had all sorts of childhood trauma. And then with previous relationships that didn't go anywhere, it seems, you know, the fact that she's taken his last name and that she wants to work it out. And she recognizes that he's a very talented guy that allows her to be free.
She told
to be
you.
Herself.
Holly, so
now she's not trying to change him completely because they are very different, Patricia.
Very different. But I think sometimes, you know, opposites attract.
Asking him to not smoke is not changing a man.
Listen, he has one vice left.
That's caring about his lungs because she wants him to live a long life together. They can grow old together.
Listen, he's not allowed to do anything.
Okay, please. Okay. He can have his sour face during the Grammys. He can do whatever he wants.
He can. This is true.
He can.
Okay, so now what about like for the average couple, the non-celebrity couple, just the us? How do we know if we, in our own relationships, what can we look for to figure out if we are a twin flame situation, like here for a bit and then gone, or if we're in a soulmate situation?
Well, soulmates are, you know, you can tell a soulmate by longevity. You know, you're all in. You want to make it work. You're building bridges. You know that there's something more there that you can work through or work on. Soulmates don't last as a rule. I mean, they're in your life. It's powerful. The chemistry is strong and everything, but they don't seem to last. Like,
sorry, you're talking about twin flame.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Soulmates do last?
Soulmates do.
Oh, yeah. So twin flames, you're saying?
Twin flames are in and out of your life.
In and out.
Okay. They come in for a short time to teach you or something, and they're out.
So when you're looking at your own relationship, what would be a really big example that we are a soulmate versus a twin flame?
Well, it's attitude.
Attitude.
I've got that.
Holly?
Yeah.
It's attitude. Is, do you want this to work? And what are you prepared to do to make it work? That's what a soulmate is.
Wow. Okay.
And it's 50-50 all the way. It's capitulation. It's working through.
That's I have a question. Do you both have to believe and in the soulmate thing? Or like, can one of, like, you know what I mean?
No.
Like, what if one of you is like, well, twin flames, here for a little good time, you know?
No, it's awareness. And people know, you know, at various levels, whether this is forever or this is, hey, it's not going to work. This is a short
time. So your gut knows.
Yes, your gut knows.
Okay, so here you go. Your perfect Valentine's Day advice. Listen to your gut to figure out whether you're a soulmate or if you're a twin flame. And if you're both cool with whatever you are, I think that's kind of the answer.
And if you don't really know, go see Patricia.
Yeah, go ahead.
Readings by Patricia.com. She's amazing. And she's local and we love you. Thank you for coming in.
Happy to be here.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. We are soulmates.
With you, Patricia.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Holly and Neera.